Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Thunder Basin and Campbell County Track and Field kept busy last week, first traveling to Casper on Thursday to participate in the Trojan Invite that was hosted by Kelly Walsh. They then traveled to South Dakota to take part in Rapid City's Track-O-Rama, where a total of 22 schools participated. Starting with Campbell County on Thursday at Kelly Walsh, they had three runners that made it to the top 10, as Madison Edwards finished 10th in the 100-meter hurdles, and Danica Eliason had a 10th-place finish as well in the 300-meter hurdles. And Halo Miller would finish at 9th in the discus. Moving over to how the Camel boys did at the Trojan Invite, they finished 6th as a team with 34 points. Ian Carter would have three top 10 finishes in the individual events, finishing in 8th in the 100-meter dash, 7th in the 200-meter dash, and 4th in the long jump. Danny Carswood would finish in 9th in the high jump. Cooper Stevens would have a 6th-place finish in the discus, and he would play 2nd in the boys' shot put, with Braden Ballard finishing in 7th, and Raynor Ranum would come in 4th. And the Camel boys had a 4th-place finish in the 100-meter relay, with Ian Carter, Levi Palmer, Michael Magnuson, and Aiden Dorr participating. And now moving over to how Campbell County did at the Rapid City Track-O-Rama last Friday. The Camel ladies had a handful of runners finish in the top 10, with Aja Roberts placing 9th in the 200 meters, Cammie Curtis placed 6th in the triple jump, and the Camel ladies had three top 10 finishers in the pole vault, as Delaney Gibson finished in 8th, Sage Shaheen would come in 3rd, and Reese Dorr would finish in 2nd. The Camel ladies also had a 5th-place finish in the 100 relay, with Aja Roberts, Ramey Lackey, Reese Dorr, and Ellie Bozies taking part. They had a 5th-place finish as well in the 400 relay, with Aja Roberts, Reese Dorr, Ellie Bozies, and Faith Clem participating. Moving over to how the Camel boys did in Rapid City, they had two top 10 finishers in the shot put, with Braden Ballard in 8th and Cooper Stevens finished in 2nd. Cooper Stevens and Braden Ballard also had top 10 finishes in the discus, as Cooper Stevens would come in 6th and Braden Ballard would finish in 5th. Creed Olson would place in 4th in the boys' pole vault, and Shane Duvall would come in 9th in the boys' triple jump, and Jeff Pelton would place in 4th. And the Camel boys had a 5th-place finish in the 400 relay, with Shane Duvall, Creed Olson, Cody Klein, and Zach Walford participating. Campbell County Track and Field will go out of state once again to compete on Saturday, as they will travel to Scottsbluff to take part in the Western Nebraska Twilight Invite. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.